One of the most somber points on the Israeli calendar today, when sirens call the nation to 2 minutes of silence to mark those killed in the Holocaust. Today is a moment to reflect on the continuing research into the Nazi plan to murder the Jewish population of Europe. Now, this year, for example, has seen the opening of an exhibition dedicated to the young man who ran a football league in the ghetto of Terezinstadt in the Czech Republic. This was a ghetto the Germans used to try to deceive the world about the Holocaust, where they fooled visiting Red Cross inspectors and even shot a propaganda film. Here's Kevin Connolly from our partner, the BBC.
It's not just the music, spiky and sentimental and sarcastic, that made Theresienstadt different. There were grim subtleties to the Holocaust. This was a less brutal place than the ghettos of, say, Poland or Lithuania. Most of the inmates still went eventually to the death camp at Auschwitz, of course, but as prisoners in the ghetto, awaiting the trains that took them to oblivion, they produced children's literature, wrote music, and organized a football league.
Yeah. So let's see what we have here. Here I am on the picture, running. That was Theresienstadt, the place where we played football.
What became of your friend?
He died.
Peter Erben is 91 now, but you'd still recognize him from the haunting images in a new exhibition of the young men playing in front of crowds in the ghetto's main square. Peter survived, but he still remembers the teammates who didn't.
Footballs were very important. Every week was a football game. Thousands of people came every week to the game, and the SS men, we didn't know it, but they came in civil. But they have been there. They liked it too.
How many of those players survived the Holocaust?
1, 2, 3, 4.
The Germans knew Theresienstadt looked better than the other ghettos. They allowed the Red Cross to visit and fooled the inspectors. And they even shot a propaganda film to make the place look less crowded for the cameras. They shipped 18,000 inmates to their deaths in the gas chambers. Odette Breider, who runs a museum of life in Theresienstadt, says that cynical propaganda film still troubles him to this day. Holocaust deniers who find it on the internet, he says, want to use it to suggest that the Jews of Europe were not mistreated, were not slaughtered.
You know what? The propaganda movie is still working. That's the problem. If you look at YouTube, if you look at remarks that people are actually putting on those, and people are saying, look, I mean, look at the Jews in the war. Well, what do you say? I mean, there was nothing. Look how they play. Look what they do. The propaganda movie was working very well, but at the end of the day, it wasn't shown in Europe as they planned. Actually, they didn't have the time for this.
For all the music and the culture and the football, Theresienstadt was a gateway to hell, as surely as Europe's other ghettos. Close your eyes, and the ghostly voices of the doomed performers still bear witness.
Kevin Connolly from our partner, the BBC.